crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out.
Oh, yay, what's up, everybody? Hey, it's Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails. I'm really loud. Do I sound super loud?
You're always loud, Kate.
Yeah, Kate, it's just kind of who you are. I mean, it's about time.
You're now hearing your own voice.
It's about time. It's about time you accept it.
I'm like, holy shit, everyone is loud to me today.
Who's screaming?
I don't know what's happening. My life is in shambles and everything sounds loud.
Man. You start banging one porn star and just it all goes
Brad
to shit.
Williams,
Brad,
you
what?
Watch your mouth.
I was talking about my own personal life. I don't know why you assumed that I put it on you.
You know, okay, first of
it's
all.
It's a sensitive subject. It's a very sensitive subject.
It's a really, we're going to fucking talk about it. It's a sensitive subject, but it needs to be discussed.
Sure.
And I'm okay, first of all, let me just say my guest today, well, obviously, I already said it. I have my hilarious friend, one of the funniest comics I know, with a special you can watch on Showtime called Fun Size. And mm-hmm. Can I say the movie?
Yeah, you can say the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, y'all already did, Kate.
Yeah, well, it's a movie.
Can I talk about that secret thing you weren't supposed to talk about?
No, it's a movie. It's coming out on Netflix. It's called Mascots. It's the new
Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah, new Christopher Guest movie.
So fucking awesome.
Which I have a part in that I'll probably get cut out of. So.
No.
Bullshit.
Well, I hope
they're never
going
to cut a midget out of a movie.
I'm pretty sure you go to hell for that. Yeah.
Brad Williams, guys. Brad Williams is here. And of course, I have my lovely BFF, the...
Your heterosexual life mate.
Heterosexual life mate. Maybe soon to be lesbian. I feel like it could happen.
Fingers crossed.
We're always three drinks away from becoming girlfriends.
Three drinks and three dicks. That's what I say. You never know.
Three drinks.
Jen Sturger.
All right.
What's up, guys?
Jen, I feel like sometimes, I'm not kidding, sometimes I think to myself, like, the way I feel about Jen is the way you're supposed to feel about a person you're in love with.
So
what? You're like, she's so supportive. She's she's like, always checking on me.
We always like check in with each other like every, you know, every
How
hour or two.
How do you feel?
We talk every day.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you inside. We know what kind of porn we watch. We know what kind
that
of
came
sex
out.
We like.
That came out this week.
Nice. Anything kinky and crazy we should know about? Anything that we should be calling the authorities?
Just gangbangs.
Gangbang porn.
Nice.
Well, it came out.
Well done.
Go ahead, Kate. Tell a story.
Well, it came out because someone was giving me shit about hooking up with a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And this person happens to have dated like numerous porn stars.
Absolute hypocrite.
Yeah. Okay. And he was like, yeah, but I only date porn stars who do girl on girl. It's not the same. And Jen was like,
I go, bullshit. I go, I watched her get railed out by four dudes last week. I was like, and then I was just like, dot, dot, dot. And now you know what kind of porn I watch, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty
well,
much
well, but you were defending your girl.
Obviously.
And which, by the way, totally, there is that double standard that people put on you. Like, guys be like, oh yeah, I can bang a porn star, that's cool. But then like, if a girl starts banging a porn, like a male porn star, it's like, whoa, that's sick. That's like, he's been with so many other girls. Yeah, and the girl has been with a ton of other dudes, many at the same time. Some produce may have been involved as well. So it's like, you can't
hope it was organic.
What is it? It's fine. I've always argued that hooking up with a porn star is sometimes the safest sex you could have, because they're getting tested every 2 weeks, so you know, like, okay, they're clean. So it's not that person that's like, oh yeah, I totally got tested like 2 weeks ago. No,
that's what I was thinking. Like, think about this. I went out a few times with a guy who, and like a pretty big actor guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I told you about this.
Yes.
You were way more likely to catch shit from him,
right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? He's probably fucked like everybody in Hollywood.
His hairpiece alone has two STDs. That should be a good signal on who it is.
He doesn't wear a hairpiece. I'm telling you, I touched his hair and it didn't. Nothing fell out.
Uh-huh.
Nothing came off.
Okay,
it's because it's like it's regrown. It's basically like they resawed their head.
Yeah.
Is what happens.
And
their
by
hair
the way,
plugs, Kate.
I'm not talking shit. Because there was no joke, 2 weeks ago I was online like looking up stuff like, all right, so how do they do this stuff, like trying to
your hair.
Yeah, because my hair's thin. My hair has this magical quality.
Shave it.
Just go nuts. My hair has this magical quality where in real life from the back, no balding whatsoever.
Right.
Take one picture and it's like like it's like the pit of Sarlacc from Return of the Jedi. It's
you and Cody have the same problem.
It's unbelievable because like I got a haircut last week. I'm staring at like how does this happen? It's real life.
No,
it's like one of those magic
mirrors. I'm
impressed
you can look at the back of your head because you're reaching your hand back. And
yeah, well, there was like four different mirrors involved. There was a monkey. Right. There was an elaborate pulley system that had to be in place for me to look at the back of my head. But it, still, like, so then I was like looking up online, like, how do they do this? How did Brian Urlacher suddenly have hair? How did Wayne Rooney suddenly have hair?
Brian Urlacher is impressive.
Yeah,
that's
a good hair piece.
I'm wondering where they pulled it from.
Did they reprint it out of his ass?
Yeah, did you
put it right on
pubes
his
pubes or butt hair or what?
I mean, well, they're not short and curly, so you know, that would be a true sign. So I'm not hating on your guy, but back to the point. Yes, banging a porn star every now and then is fine. That's cool. Nothing wrong with it. Now when you come to the threshold where you go into dating a porn star.
That's the problem.
That's when it gets interesting.
I don't know. Have you ever dated a porn star, Brad?
Seriously, no.
What do you define seriously?
Like, I am only banging her and she is only banging other people at work? No.
See, that's
I've never done that.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know what... Okay, first of all, I'm like, how hard am I trying not... I'm trying not to catch feelings for this person. So I brought this guy. Mm-hmm. Brad happens to know the guy.
Yeah.
He's friends with the guy.
Yeah, I've known for 6 years.
It's so weird that comedy and porn intertwine as much as they do. I think it's because
both...
we all come from the same place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Touched as children.
Damn it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just me? No? Okay. But yeah, we're all
touched as children. I feel like someone did it to you last week and then realized you were a grown man. They were like, damn, he's packing.
Yes.
Damn, he's packing.
No, but you are right. Comics and porn stars, we're both, there is something that has to be slightly off in the head that makes you want to go up in front of a room full of strangers and make them laugh. The same way there has to be something a little off in your head to want to bang people on camera and have everyone watch you have sex.
There has to be, right? There has to be something deeply wrong with this. Like, my mom is like, Kate, he has to be damaged. There has to be serious, serious damage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, maybe,
duh.
But I'm like, maybe not. Because if I was a guy and someone was like, hey, I'm going to give you a job where I'm going to pay you a lot of money to fuck as many girls as you can. Mm-hmm. What guy is like, nah?
Well, that, and as a guy that who has been friends with this dude for a while and who I've been on set with him a few times, it's not like the male fantasy of what it's like to be a male porn star is completely off of what it actually is. It, like, yes, you do have sex with many different women. That does happen. But it's not... Like it's a lot of starting and stopping. It's a lot of people looking at you like, when are you going to get hard, buddy? It's a lot of, I have been on set watching a guy and a girl literally almost be coming to blows with fists. Wait, no, okay, that's still busy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kate, how did you not jump all over the fact that he was like, I've been on set with this guy?
Yeah, but like...
Now we know how Brad makes his money when he's not on the road.
I thought that Brad was when he told me that he knew you from porn sets, not to interrupt you, but I thought that you were a PA or something, like from the way he just...
like I was holding the boom mic.
Yeah, because that's what he said.
He goes, we need someone that's at butthole level.
That's what he said. He goes, I'm fucking this girl and I needed lube. And I'm like, does anyone have lube? And all of a sudden, Brad pops up with lube.
What?
And I'm like, why is Brad there
story.
With lube?
I was lube midget on set
there?
One day. I had met a friend at a show that was like, that was a producer that was like, hey, I'm shooting this movie. Do you want to come by? And I said, hell yeah. I'd never been on porn set before. And so I showed up.
So did they know, like the people that were performing, did they know that you were already on set? Or did this midget just run up to them with lube in his hands? Like,
a midget just ran out with
like
lube.
Like the visual that's making me so incredibly happy right now.
Yes, that is what happened where I just ran out. They had no idea. And all of a sudden the girl was very scared. Like she was like, I did not agree to this. So that was interesting. That was
I would have totally. I'm shocked they didn't try to pull you into the film just because.
Oh, they
what,
did.
Oh, of course. What porn wouldn't be better when you just throw a midget in the mix?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
That sounds amazing.
That's exactly what bits Brad's joke.
Yeah. Every.
What would make this better?
Midgets.
Midgets.
Yeah.
Right.
I know quite a few people in the adult industry, and they're constantly trying to get me to do it. And it's just like, I got my own thing.
Right, you're doing okay.
I'm good.
You're doing fine.
I only need
that.
To seek validation one way, guys.
Yeah, my second cousin touched me, not my uncle. So I'm fine. I'm not that damaged yet.
Okay, wait. So back to your story of these people. So they're about to come to blows? What do you...
Oh, but like the guy and the girl were fighting. Like they were verbally in an argument, like screaming at each other. And then it was like, action. And now they're fucking. And then it looks amazing.
Hot.
It
Hate
looks
fucking.
It, yeah. it looks awesome. And like they're moaning and doing everything right. And then cut. Right back to arguing.
Shut up.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. It was.
So it's like a real relationship, is what you're
pretty
saying.
Pretty much. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. So
but see, here's the thing. I can wrap my head around the job because I get it. Because I've been in scenes before where I have to make out with someone where it's literally like you feel absolutely nothing, you know. And it's not the same as fucking, but I mean, like, I would imagine if I had to get naked with that person, it would be very like mechanical.
Yes.
And but the thing is, it's like. That's not the issue. You know what my issue is with trying to date this guy?
What's that?
I can't fuck him enough. Like, we can't, like, how long have we been hanging out on and off now for like 6 weeks? We've probably gone out like 8 or 9 times at least.
Mm-hmm.
We've only fucked 2 nights.
Yeah.
Because he's always got to like save it for work.
Right.
So,
that just sounds so weird.
I know. Right? It's so weird.
Yeah. And there is also that thing. It's the old joke about like dating a gynecologist. Like, the gynecologist sees women's pussies all day when he gets home. How excited is he to then look at his wife and go, all right, let me see. Like, it's like another one. Oh, God. Like,
that's how I feel.
Basically, that's the equivalent of us coming home after doing a 3-show night and someone's... and
make me laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
And you, and,
go
and,
fuck yourself.
And yeah. Yes. And your
literally.
Partner just looking at you be like, you know what? I've had a tough day. Could you give me 20 minutes of hard laughter? And you're like, no. No, I just did that.
That's the problem.
Like,
what girl's like, I need you to make me laugh? I'd have been like, no, I need you to get my pants off as soon as possible.
Well, because
we don't have to talk to each other. Well, it's fine. I've had that day too.
Well, because like I've been at a show and then hung out with audience members afterwards, and then while we're hanging out, they go, hey, so like, what's a good joke or whatever? I'm like, you just saw me for an hour.
No way.
I'm done. Like, no, yeah. no mas.
Well, see, and
like
that's
the magician
problem.
Pulling shit out of his hat, and all of a sudden he's like, got anything else? Yeah. You're like, where are you going to pull it
right?
out of my
yeah.
ass?
There's a Mini Cooper that was not there 2 minutes ago, and you said, got anything else?
And Brad
Jesus.
Drives away in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and as a woman, like, you want a guy to make you feel, like, super desired. Like, that's part of the thing. And so for me, I feel like him fucking me is a chore. Like, I feel like I have to ask for it. I have to be like, can we, like, literally, like, I hit him up the other day. I'm like, do you think maybe we could fuck soon? Like, I mean, I don't want to have to do that. And also, here's the other thing. Think about this. I never thought about it before.
Mm-hmm.
I have no power in this relationship.
Nope.
Because usually, like, the guy needs the sex. So the guy, like, treats you a certain way.
To get sex, yes.
Yeah. And yes. I can tell this guy really likes me. I can tell. Like, that's clearly obvious.
Yeah. That was obvious the other night.
Yeah.
But here, I think that you're wrong, though, Kate. You do have something. You do have a trump card. I think it's an emotional connection. He's not getting that at work. You know what I mean? Like, so you're providing him with, like, emotional support.
But guys don't care.
Yeah. They say they don't, but they do. Especially once they get to be a certain age. Like, that whole thought of, like, dying alone starts creeping into their head. I wait for that moment. It's great.
Yeah. But what do I take away from him when he's not, like, you know, women...
You don't
like,
talk
I'm not
to
gonna,
them.
Oh, yes. Like, that's,
ignore
like,
them.
That's a punishment?
Well,
yeah.
You know what? For him, it probably is. Yes, you cannot take away the sex because he is going to get that the next day by 3 girls all blowing him
all
at the same
time. All at once.
Time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
but if you take away attention.
Yeah. If you,
the one thing we need.
Because he does need that. That's why he's pursuing. That's why male porn stars pursue girls in their personal lives because that is something that they are not getting at work. So that is still something that you could take away. Don't worry. It's funny because all these things have to be...
Do you feel like you're being lectured by your parents right now and your dad's just
gender
really
roles,
short?
Well, no, but gender roles are being reconstructed constantly. I'm in a situation like that right now where my girlfriend is a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. Like
she's a badass.
She
bitch.
Can kill me, and so not that I ever had this before, but as a man, when you argue with a woman, there's always that threat of, hey, I could you're lucky I'm not like hitting you. Like,
I'm not
like
I could. Brad, I don't think any woman right has now ever been afraid of that.
Shut
with
up.
You.
Okay. Go along with the fantasy. Anyway, no, they all fear me.
He's like right. He goes up to slap her and it just hits her boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me on the ass, Brad.
Like
go ahead.
Stop. Anyway,
I'll just kick punch you in the shin.
So like,
oh, that hurts. Though.
Yeah. So like, because I know I don't have that physical. Like, I can never be physically intimidating to her. I am finding myself, when we do have arguments, I fight like a woman now. Like,
yes.
I am using illogical references. I am remembering shit that she did 4 weeks ago
Shut
that has
up.
Nothing to do with the current argument that we're in right now. It's like we're arguing about where to go to eat, and I'm like, well, you took my covers 2 weeks ago, so obviously you don't give a fuck about me. She's like, I don't know how to argue with you. It's like, this is awesome. Like,
welcome to arguing with a vagina.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
Isn't it great?
Because whenever I've argued before, I've had plans laid out. I've had, okay, you A, so that causes B.
You were prosecuting
B, so
eternity.
Yes, I was. And now it's just like, I'm arguing like a bad NyQuil dream, and it's
Excuse
working
you.
Out wonderful.
That is not how women argue, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm very logical when I argue. Wait, mm-hmm. You?
I thought she was going to say, I'm very logical on NyQuil.
I make too. A lot of sense.
Oh, my God. Yeah, your girlfriend is a badass, which, yeah. By the way, we have to talk about
sure.
The girlfriend
sure.
Because
congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, yes, congratulations.
No wonder we don't see you anymore.
Well,
yeah.
I can relate.
I actually got like mad at Brad. I was like, why the fuck am I never hearing from this motherfucker anymore? And mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden he's like, well, I have a girlfriend who lives with me now. Did you know that? And I'm like, what the fuck? Where yeah. Did that come from? I didn't even know you had a girl at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason is I never want to be that guy that's like, because I have a friend who's like this, where it's like every other week, it's like, I got a girl, man. It's awesome. She's great. I'm in love with her. Blah, blah, blah. And then 2 weeks later, it's fuck that bitch. Hate her. She's crazy. And I'm just like, you can't do this to me, because I'm like going back and forth with yeah. Like, hey, that's great. She's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. And then I have to now agree with you and say like, oh, no, she's a horrible person. Like, I thought she was nice. So I never want to have to do that to my friends. So when I'm in a relationship with someone, I don't tell them about it until it's like a thing.
It's kind of like a no hitter. You just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. You don't yeah. Want to jinx it.
You don't talk to the pitcher. You don't mention it.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, but you guys live together.
Yes.
Like, that's serious.
Well, and also, I could kind of hide it a little better because she lived in San Francisco.
Right.
And I lived, I live in Hollywood. So it's like, she was sort of out of sight, out of mind for other people. But then, you know, things progressed and she moved in, and you can't really hide the girl who moves in with you. You can't be like, oh, her? She's my new roommate.
Especially in your one bedroom.
Yeah. It's like, I ordered her. You've seen the van around LA, toplessmaids.com. That's her. She just hasn't gotten topless yet.
So wait, so you just let her move in.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do that dickhead move that like guys sometimes do when they're like, well, you should get your own place first and we'll see how it goes
yeah.
With you transitioning.
Well, here's, I wanted her down in Southern California more than anything. And
aww.
So we thought like, okay, move in with me and then you could look for a place while you're living
yeah,
with
that's
me.
Not happening.
And then, yeah, that never happened. She and two
free
and,
rent for her, unlimited
yeah.
Vagina for
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
this isn't happening.
And she cooks.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Yeah,
every time
does.
I go to Brad's place, this girl's making fucking like, what does she make? Grilled cheese? What
oh,
was that?
What?
That's nothing complicated, Kate.
Yeah, it wasn't grilled cheese. It's not, it's
no,
like,
it was
like a 3-year-old
like,
can make that with tomato soup.
It's a wonderful thing. There's a peanut butter and jelly and there's some bread. I've never seen it before because Kate just eats ramen that she doesn't even cook.
I don't even eat ramen.
You don't.
Adderall and tequila.
Adderall, tequila,
no,
and coffee.
But she made a grilled cheese sandwich that was essentially a hash brown crust that had bacon in it.
Yeah.
And it was all made, and she kind of fried it in a waffle iron. So it just came out like this. Portable, like almost like grilled cheese hot pocket. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
How much weight have you gained?
A few pounds, yeah. To the point where my mom saw me and she was like, oh, so she's cooking for you. Because like she saw me and she's like, oh, all right. So then I like, yeah, so now I'm on a little.
But you have like
plan.
A dream girl, because not only does she cook, but mm-hmm. Also she lets you fuck women.
Yeah, with her.
Whoa, what?
They have threesomes.
Yeah.
Well, 2.5 sums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's how we met. We met on an app called Threender, which is Tinder for threesomes. That is a real thing. That
Threender.
Exists.
Yeah. Not on Android, unfortunately. I looked.
Sometimes I wish like there was video for this podcast because I'm just sitting here with my mouth just gaping open.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how our first date went. What? Okay, oh sorry, God. That was too easy. Anyway, so this was when I was up in San Francisco doing a brief stint on the radio up there that didn't last too long. But while I was there, I was lonely. I didn't have any friends up there, so I was like going on all these different apps, and I heard about this Threender app, and I was like, all right, cool.
So wait, did you meet her with another dude?
I will tell the story. First of all, just so you don't get that thought in your head.
It's not that kind of threesome, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't do
high
the devils.
High five in the middle.
Yeah. I don't do the devils anymore.
Anymore?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're young and dumb. You have to do you have to do some things. Anyway, so I'll get to
that story. Back to
that. I'll get to that story. So I go on this app, and it's Threender, and I'll be honest, don't get your hopes up too much, guys, because most of the girls on Threender look like they're playing linebacker for the Lions.
In San Francisco.
Yes.
The LA people, I got on it with a girlfriend the other night because she was
hotter.
Showing me her profile.
Mm-hmm.
They're ridiculously hot. Yeah.
They're probably hookers.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not complaining.
That said, not something I want in my life. I need way too much attention for there to be another girl.
Right. Yeah.
And totally understandable. So
I would push the bitch off the bed. Kick her out.
Get out, bitch.
Exactly.
I'm going through the girls, and then I see this girl, and I'm like, oh wow, she's actually hot. I like this. Good. And then we match, and then we start talking. Turns out she's heard me on Loveline before, and so we agree to meet to just. And now this three now Tinder was a hookup app, and now it's become like a dating app. Threender is still like this is. Sex
hook
app.
Up.
This is what we're doing. So we.
Oh, really? An app for threesomes? You don't say.
You think
that's not looking for matrimony?
Yeah. So we say, well, hey, let's go to
roommates.
Dinner. Yeah. Right. Let's go to dinner so we know that we're not complete psychos.
Sure.
And then from there, we'll proceed.
You're the only person I know that's like, so my threesome started with a three-course meal.
Yeah, dinner. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Right. So we go out to dinner together, and it was literally like 20 minutes into the dinner where and we both talk about this now where we both kind of looked at each other, we're like, oh fuck,
you like each other.
Yeah, we like each other. Shit. This and like
cut out
bad,
the, cut out the middle person.
Yeah, because then we had all these plans to like go and meet and like, all right, so now we got our thing going on, we're sexually compatible, so now let's look for the third. And then like we realized that we liked each other, so we just
but that's the best thing, because you know you like someone who you know is cool with threesomes.
Yeah. So that's still available, and so we've done that a couple times. But it's like she always has to approve. She always picks out the girl, and it's never a thing where I just like bring home a girl one night. It was like, hey, you're shoving your face in this snatch later. Like it's she's.
Do you guys use the app now when
no,
you do it,
no.
or these people you know?
These are people we know.
Asking for a friend, right, Kate?
These are people we know.
Brad's girlfriend hits on me for sure. She hits on me. But here's the thing. I could never do it with you guys because we're friends. It'd be fucking weird. It'd be so weird.
Says you.
Don't you think it would be? Here's the thing. If I was going to, I've always wanted to do it. I've never had a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to. But mm-hmm. I have to be, it's like Samantha in Sex and the City. I want to be the guest star with people I don't know.
Oh, I see.
I don't want it to be, I don't think I could do it with a guy I actually
like,
care about. Yeah, I don't think
it's
I
a
could
recipe
do
for
it.
Disaster.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, because then feelings get involved.
But I feel guilty because every guy now, it's almost like so commonplace that guys expect you to be down with threesomes. Like they almost are bummed when you're not.
Porn has ruined like regular sex for people.
Yeah, and but I actually feel guilty. Like when I like a guy and I'm like, and he's like, are you into girls? I'm like, I'm sorry. I wish I was. Like, I'm just,
if I was, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can't. The idea of like, I would let a girl, that's why I could be the guest star.
Exactly.
Because I would let a girl have her way with me, but I could not
do it to the girl.
A girl's crotch. That's never going
to
happen.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, there's the Kinsey scale is real. The Kinsey Scale is the sexual scientist that came up with the sliding scale of homosexuality, where it's not just you are gay or you are straight. There is many lines in the middle. So yeah,
you're 3/5 gay.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know what's weird is when I watch girl on girl porn, I get super turned on. Like it turns me
most
on.
Most straight women do.
But I don't think I could go down on it.
No.
Maybe like if it was you, Jen.
Wait, but she said earlier that she can't sleep with friends, so Jen's not your friend?
Well, here's the thing, because I know how clean Jen is. Like, I know how well she takes care of her vagina. Like, I know exactly what's up.
You know what, though? Grooming habits are really important.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I guess if it was a girl that I, like, knew really well, mm-hmm. and I knew how clean she is, and I know exactly, like, how lasered her, you know, pussy is and shit like that going in.
Sure.
But I don't want any surprises. You know
what I mean? Well, it's sex. There's usually one or two surprises.
No surprises. I know exactly what Jen likes. I could probably get Jen off right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to you, Brad.
No worries.
So wait, when you're getting like with this threesome stuff,
mm-hmm.
is there like an unspoken rule that like once the girl leaves, like you don't contact that person again? Like what stops you from bringing that third girl back, that other girl back, and like not like how do you still honor your relationship? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have a few rules. The rules are A, once we're done, I immediately go back in the room and I have sex with her one on one, just us. Like right.
You have
like,
that kind of stamina?
Please.
Damn, Brad.
Like, immediately when it's done, like, as soon as the girl leaves, it's like, all right, now.
Thank you very much. Come again.
Yeah, now you and me, because I have to let you know that, no, like, yes, that happened, and that was fun, and that was great, but no, you are still my girl, and I love you, and that and it's about you. So that's why I do that. Yeah, you just made that sound sweet. That was weird.
I know. That is weird.
Oh, he immediately fucks his girl after putting his penis inside another woman. He's a sweetheart.
How do you make sure these girls are clean? Do you wear condom with the mm-hmm. third girl always?
Yes, always?
Okay.
Always.
Do you go down on her?
I have, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then but in terms of answering your question, when the girl leaves, we have like kind of a regular who's we're friends with, and we talk to her when we're not having sex, and then she comes over and we do
She knows her role. She doesn't try to like date you or try to hook up with you outside.
No. In fact, she was excited when she found out that I had a girlfriend, because she's like, finally I could have sex with you, pointing to me, like we could finally have sex, because when you're single, you would fall in love with me, and that'd be I don't want that to happen, because she's very good.
So she's stable.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, so she was excited, and then when she found out that my girl was another girl, she's like, "This is perfect," and like it was all like they've gone out shopping together. Like when I'm not around, it's great.
What if they hook up when you're not around?
Don't care.
Don't really.
Care. Don't give a shit. Hook up with all the girls you want.
But you're not allowed to fuck other girls when you're not with her.
It's weird. She has told me, I don't think I ever would, but she has told me, like, if you're about to, call me and send a picture of her and be like, hey, cool. And if that girl's ridiculously hot and we're in a stable part of our relationship, I'll probably let you, but I'm like, I don't want to test that.
I would never. That seems like a test. That seems like a test. Doesn't that seem like a test?
That's a move.
Yeah, don't ever do that, Brad. Don't ever do that.
It's never in my right mind.
And if you
do that,
send it on Snapchat so she can't go back and analyze it.
Yeah, exactly.
LA is.
You have 5 seconds to check out this girl and evaluate whether or not she can stay.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I would never do that, because for the next, like, as soon as I got home from the road, I would be like looking at her like, okay, so are you going to hit me like now? Or
oh my
like,
God.
Is it going to be in our sleep? Or like this is going to be awful. So no, I don't think I'm ever going to. I don't think I'm ever going to do that. But yeah, and the thing is it's amazing what happens when there's that openness, because you would think that I'd be like, oh my God, threesomes all the time. But really, because I know that I have that option, I'm less likely, like, I don't push it too hard, because I don't want it to be taken away. So I don't like say every week, like, all right, who are we fucking this week? Like, it's not like that. I do want the relationship to focus on us, and then as my girlfriend describes it, the third girl that comes in, she's just like a glorified sex toy,
a prop.
Yeah, she is. She's a prop.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it's so there's, and when you do something like this, there has to be constant communication, constant just like, okay, like, because you have to constantly make sure that each party is okay with what you're doing.
So crazy. Yeah. LA is such a weird place because, like, you would never, like, even the other day I was talking, I'm very open with my mom and my dad, God. By the way, my dad
well, sure,
listens.
Your mom knows you're banging a porn star.
Oh, God.
She does. She doesn't know that I'm banging a porn star.
Oh, you're hanging out.
She but knows she that does we're think hanging out.
She yeah. thinks that he's going to convince Kate to do porn.
That's what she's afraid of. So she's like, oh, first of all, my mom is like, you've been living in LA too long. The fact that you think porn is just kind of like another job and it doesn't weird you out at all. My mom was like, could you imagine yourself 5 years ago or 10 years ago being like, it's no big deal.
So he has sex with an average of 8 girls a week who are not named me.
Exactly. Like, I'm exactly. cool with it. So my mom is like, well, you know, you're sliding down this slippery slope. And she's just convinced that if I start dating him, that next thing you know, I'm going to be doing porn.
Sure.
And then she's like, you know, he enjoys having sex on camera. How do you know he's not filming it already?
Because okay. that's a felony.
Yeah.
I go, Mom, he's not trying to like make me be a porn star. I think he's probably glad I don't work in porn.
Sure. He doesn't want... No, it's the same reason why I'm dating someone and why Jen's dating people that aren't comics.
Right.
I don't want to.
There can only be one severely damaged person in this relationship, and that's me.
Yes, that's you, that's me.
And
exactly.
me, and
exactly.
him. Well, I think probably dating a porn star is as bad as dating a comedian.
No,
the only thing worse is a DJ.
DJ is worse.
I don't want a DJ.
I would say dating a comic is worse than a porn star.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with Brown.
Because like I said, you don't get tested enough. So, you don't know.
Nope.
And the porn star, it's like...
There's an expectancy that porn stars are having sex with people. I don't think there's the expectancy that like every time a comic goes on the road, he's going to like take home a girl every single night. You know what I mean? Like that...
Yeah,
like you just don't that, you know what to expect.
Depends on the comic.
That and your relationship.
No, if it doesn't.
That and your relationship with a comic will end up on stage.
It's 100%.
It absolutely has to. Whereas with a porn star, he's not going to be filming a scene. And be like, this is just like my girl Kate, and like give out like your
Thank
intimate
you.
Details
wow,
and like
true.
And like start like. Like, oh, you blow me so much better than my girlfriend Kate. Like he's not.
Why did
he's
you
not
say,
say
that like Cartman?
I just got like a sick to my stomach feeling when you said the word girlfriend in that sentence. So that's how I know that
it's
not going to happen.
It was for the joke. It was for the joke.
Kate's so funny though because she's like, I don't want a serious relationship. But then like when she thinks that he might be hooking up with someone else, the shit hits the fan.
Well, this guy is.
Well, no, but like people that aren't
like an emotional connection. Something else. You know what I mean?
Oh, one of those.
You know the problem? I spent the night and we cuddled and now I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. I know. You know what? I need to spend the night with someone else immediately. I hope Penner ends up being good.
You spent the night in the valley too.
Yeah.
I drove to Reseda for sex.
Jeez.
That's how I know that I'm
horny
fucked.
As hell.
It took her 2 tanks of gas to get there.
It wasn't horny.
Legit.
That's the problem. That's how I know I like the guy because I could have booty called someone closer by, but I drove to Reseda for this motherfucker.
Wow.
It's over. My life is over.
You're going to move to the valley. I'm never going to see you again.
Listen, we're changing the topic. By the way, you live in the valley, bitch.
Not that part of the valley. That's like the valley.
Yeah.
That's where the porn stars live.
Yeah, Jen's just over the hill.
Over the hill.
No, he's
by the studios.
He's in the
where
ghetto.
I work.
Yeah, so you can still say like, no, but it's by the studios.
Live by the studios because that's where I was working.
Yeah, exactly.
Christ. No. All right. Changing topics.
Why are you wearing, changing topics really quick, why are you wearing jelly bracelets?
I dressed up. For Brad.
You are wearing 37 jelly bracelets.
This is my nicest jewelry.
Do you give those to guests?
Fuck you. I bought these in
it looks
you
like
stole those
Las
from
Vegas.
A dentist office.
All right. Well,
it looks
maybe.
Like you went to 32 birthday parties for 7-year-olds. And that was in that little goodie bag that they give you at the end, along
like,
with the
candy,
paper airplane.
Sugar-free?
I won these at Dave and Buster's, and I just want you to know that this is my nicest jewelry right now that I own. So,
because you left the other stuff somewhere else, and he won't get back to you.
Well, mm-hmm. oh, Okay, yeah. Before I ask you this question that I want to ask you, check this shit out. So I have a theory that your vagina, the value of your vagina is however much money a guy spends on you before you have sex. So if he takes you out on like three dinners and it's $100 each time, that's $300. That means, and you fuck him, your vagina's worth $300 to you.
Sure.
So recently I went out, not even for a cocktail, for coffee with someone who has millions of dollars. We had a coffee, and then the next time we hung out, it was at his house, and we had another coffee. So that's probably about $11.
Now, now is he a black guy? So his dick is a, coffee, or is this like code?
There's no code words.
Oh, okay, so coffee.
He's a white guy. He's a white guy, actually.
Well, no, I thought you guys got a drink.
We got a coffee. He doesn't drink.
Oh, okay, so and then did he expect sex then after that?
Well, I don't know if he expected it, but he got it.
All right.
So, I mean, to be fair to me, he has a very nice house. And
to
the house was a turn on.
No, well, okay. Here is how. No, that's not your vagina is worth $12.
Oh, no, it's worth less than $12.
It's worth less
you
than
haven't heard the end.
Okay.
I accidentally forgot the $30 worth of Forever 21 jewelry I was wearing at his house, and I haven't seen him since. So technically, my vagina is actually worth like about
negative $18.
Well, you can view it that way. Or,
at least she's figured out the math, though,
yes,
Brad.
Yes. I mean, as a blonde, props.
It took a while.
Here's how I would view it. Here's how I would put a positive spin on it. You were in the house of a successful person,
Did you steal anything?
Very successful.
Very successful person. Big house.
Great house.
Great dude. Makes a lot of money. Yeah. Okay. So you know that you are the quality of pussy that someone, a man like that, can get. Does that make sense? Because
thank you.
If you were in, if you banged a dude that was living in a cardboard box next to the railroad tracks for however, and you were negative $18, you're like, wow, that's the kind of, all right. Like that's when I would feel bad. Like, because
the next time you go over to his house, if you ever see him again, just steal something, make it even.
He did give me some screeners.
He gave her some screeners. Gave her screeners and a protein bar.
This is the weird. That's what you can get. That's what you can get at old school Blockbuster Video. Are you kidding me? Movies and a candy bar.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. We had sex, and then after sex, I grabbed the water bottle off of his nightstand, and I took a sip of the water, and he was like, "Ooh, I don't like to share bottles." And I was like, "Your dick was in my mouth like a half an hour ago." So then he goes, "Come on, let's get something to eat." And we went to the kitchen and he gave me a protein bar and said, "Replenish." And then he gave me screeners. And then that was
it. Replenish. We're going for round two. I need you to carb up.
Oh my God. Although I haven't heard from him since then. That was all like right. 3 weeks ago. But then he did text me out of the blue yesterday to tell me he got a new phone number. Oh, okay. So I'm not sure what that means.
All right, well, it means the girlfriend found the old phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, so thank you. You made me feel better about my vagina being worth -18.
Quality.
But
it's quality because a man like that presumably can get some of the most, you know, can get very attractive women. So you are in that.
Thank you.
Echelon. Yeah. All right.
I feel better.
All right. Good.
And I have Straight Outta Compton on DVD.
Love it.
This is like kind of a serious topic, but it's something I really wanted to ask you because I'm curious. Because you fucking kill it with women.
Thank you.
Brad gets hot bitches all the time. Yeah. No, you do. Okay. All
you
the time.
And Fortune Feimster probably kill. Like, you guys get some of the hottest.
Seriously.
Me and Fortune have the same Rolodex.
Yeah. You guys get the hottest girls as far as comics go.
You do, but you know, you're not an NFL football player. Like, you're not like a 6'4", like 200 pound, or however much they weigh.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're hilarious. What is your, like, how do you do it? Like, when did you start, like, bagging hot chicks all the time? You're inspirational is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
I feel that.
Here's what I would say is once I knew I was funny and I knew I could carry on a conversation, I knew that, this can go well. And this will help me. Also, I never was too aggressive because I was turned down so much in high school and stuff and like, before I was really funny, that I never believed that women liked me. So when they and women oftentimes will like a guy that like isn't pressuring them too hard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So then, like, I'm just being nice to them, and I'm not trying to fuck them. So in their head, they're like, why is he not trying to fuck me? Every other guy tries to fuck me. This 4 foot nothing guy is not trying to fuck. Oh, you know what? I'm going to fuck him, and I'm going to show him.
True.
I'm going to show him why he should fuck me. And, you know, and yeah, and all, so you have that combined with the fact that I'm 4 foot four, I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
you're
safe.
Non-threatening.
If you take your average dude home into your own apartment, if he starts to do something that you don't like and that is crossing the line and you want to stop, there is a part of him, more than likely not, but there is still that thought of, he could overpower me if he wants to. He could still have his way. Now, me, don't have to worry about that. Nope.
You could. No. If you really wanted to, you could.
No way. No way.
You could latch onto a leg and just not let go. That's
yeah,
not.
That's like. The,
you're
yeah.
heavy though. Like
the
you're
closest thing I could do is the same
solid,
thing.
Though. I
you're
tried
solid
though.
You're solid as fuck.
I'm
I think
built. Sure.
You could pin me down for sure.
But here, the best I could do, the best I could do is the same thing that a 5-year-old does when he doesn't want to leave Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
It's just like grab on the leg and be like, I'm not going. No. That's the best I could do. Let's like I and so the reason that women feel safe with me, so they know that they could do things and maybe like for some girls they can kiss a guy, but they know like, oh God, if I kiss this guy he's gonna want more. If I let him see my boobs he's gonna want more.
You're right.
It's like give a mouse a cookie.
Exactly.
Do you remember that book?
Oh yeah. Trust
yeah,
me.
Like I let you spend the night at my house before I barely I didn't even really know you.
Yep. And I slept on your couch.
And I was like, I'm not scared. It's just
you
Brad.
You didn't wake up in the middle of the night and he was curled at the foot of your bed like a little puppy.
But also I knew, I knew he was a good...
I was in the bed, but, you know, no, I wasn't.
His head was between my legs, but I was sure. He just likes to sleep there. Yeah.
That's what his people do. They like warm areas.
These are how we say hello.
Yes. So, but yeah, you felt right. safe with me.
Yeah.
Because you knew nothing could happen. That you knew that you... telling me like, hey, you can sleep on my couch if you want. That even if I did interpret that as, all right, I'm getting some sex, you could be like, all right, I could end that. I could stop that.
But I think that even I think that
up a baby game.
But I think that with every guy, like I think I can stop any man from mm-hmm. sex. Like I feel like
oh,
I'm that.
Kate.
I feel like a badass.
That's
you know,
adorable.
It's true.
Exactly, right?
So cute, Minnie.
Well, that and she's a willing participant. 99.9
Jennifer Sturger. That is not true. You know that. I barely fuck. Mm. I wish I did more.
But yeah, so yeah, women feel safe with me and it's the funny confidence and I can make you laugh and I can make you have a good time and I'm not horrible looking. I'm not.
No,
I'm,
you're
I'm
super
not a,
attractive.
I'm not a dwarf. You know, I'm like. I'm
I would. I would have banged you if you weren't a comic a long time ago.
There you go. Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny you say that because I now renounce my job as comedian. I'm going to be
I've
professional. I'm going to be a professional podcaster. That
oh,
is it.
Please.
I'm just going to do the podcast.
I think that's the best advice though. Is the non-threatening long game because I have a friend. I have a friend like that who's so non-threatening. It never occurred to me ever in a million years that he would try anything. Thing. I just had him completely friend zoned, and then one time I let him go down on me. We didn't fuck though.
Yeah, you know.
Jen's looking at me wondering who it is. I can't say who it is on here.
Sure.
Oh my
but,
god.
But I let him go down on me, and I was like, we're not going to have sex. But you know, he just started asking after a while, and I was like, I guess as a friend, why not?
As a friend.
I mean,
yeah, it makes you feel good. Sure.
Why not?
No
You're
going to
get so many friend requests on Facebook.
I know,
now.
Right?
Being
Can I just go down on you as
a friend?
A friend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I just think as a friend, why not? You wouldn't let a guy friend if you were single and he was just begging you and you were super horny and a little drunk and you're like, we're not going to fuck, but okay, if you really just want to
no,
go down on me.
No, because I am so bad at awkward situations.
How's that awkward?
Well,
seeing them the next time or when you turn him down the next time.
Or when he tries then to proceed.
Fuck you?
Yeah.
I just said
that.
No, you
Give
know what I did?
A cookie.
Do you want to know what I did?
What'd you do?
I told him that we weren't going to have sex and then he did try, of course, like after he went down on me. Then he started to get his dick out. I go, no. I told you before this started that all you got to do is go down on me and I'm calling you an Uber. And he said, can I just eat your asshole while I wait for the Uber? And I said,
sure, you have 5 minutes.
Sure.
And
go
then
for
he,
it.
And then he did. And then it's never happened since. And every once in a while, he'll text me and go, can I just eat your asshole while I wait for the Uber? And
well,
we
that's
just
a funny
laugh.
Joke then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, this guy... Is he mentally stable? He seems like that's okay.
I'm not sure he is.
All right.
I'm not sure yet. But have you, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened? Like, what's the weirdest sex encounter, date, or weirdest situation you've ever had with a girl?
When two audience members, the staff got drunk, and two audience members agreed to take me home because I needed a ride home, and this was before Uber, and I didn't want to call a cab, and they dropped me off in my hotel room. Then they were like, we're going to walk you to your door, and I was like, all right, okay, walk me to my door. That's fine. And we walk in, and then the guy goes, he's like, do you mind if I use your bathroom? And I go, yeah, sure. Yeah. And then the guy goes in the bathroom, and then the wife starts like getting naked, and I'm like, what's happening here? And she's like, no, it's cool. I'm like, I have to hear that from the dude. Like, no, I don't want him coming out, and then all of a sudden, like, he could kill me. So no. And I'm trying to like get her to get put clothes back on, and then the guy comes out, and I was like, dude, she got naked. I didn't do this.
Were you scared?
I didn't use my powers.
Yeah, yes. I was terrified. And I was like, she was starting to get naked. I had nothing to do with this. And the guy's like, and the guy's like, well, yeah, you guys are gonna fuck, right? And I go, what? And I ended up having sex with the guy's wife in front of him.
He didn't try to like get in on it.
Nope.
But
stayed in the corner. And
just wanted to watch.
Did he have his dick out?
Nope.
Wow.
I call bullshit on that.
No, don't get me wrong. I've done situations where that has happened. But that was kind of expected.
Holy shit.
This one was not expected. And we just did that. No, don't get me wrong. After every like time I switched positions or did another move.
You would check and you'd look over in the corner.
Oh, absolutely. I would check. Like, cool?
Is this guy going to kill me at any minute?
Yeah, I didn't want to turn my back on him. I didn't want to like do doggy with my back turned to him.
You know,
like, no,
probably
that's
right after you left, they had really romantic sex.
They probably
and
did.
She told him that he's the only one.
Yeah, they
just like
probably
you.
Did. Well, and also.
She was like, did you steal his powers?
Yeah.
Did you get your wishes?
I have a feeling Brad's amazing in bed just because he has so many like great sex stories and fuck so many like hot chicks and porn girls and threesome.
Well, here's a power that I do have. I do have the good luck Chuck power, where in that and not to quote a Dane Cook movie, but when you, I think my number is now up to 12, where a woman dates me and then it lasts for a very short amount of time, and then the next guy she dates, married.
Done. What?
12 girls.
What is that?
It's the good luck Chuck syndrome. That was.
It happens to me too.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we're
true story.
Jen and I are the crazy ones that like they get all their like their last.
We get to deal with all of their bullshit. It's like we polish them into like this nice like gem. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then someone else gets it, but we get the rock.
Yeah, yeah.
We get the shitty,
we
rough
get them
thing
wild.
That's like, yeah.
we have to
tame the horse.
We're their last wild flame.
Oh my god!
And then we ride the fucking Bronco, and then like we slowly walk the Bronco that was just crazy. We slowly walk them back to the stable, and some cowboy goes, "Well, that's a well-mannered horse. I'm gonna get on that."
Well, and that's really sweet.
We prep them, and
it's a nice service you guys are doing for society.
Pretty much, like they're.
It does not. Does it hurt your feelings sometimes when you see? Well, really.
No.
What if they broke up with you? It doesn't hurt you when you see that they've moved on.
No, for me, because when that has happened before.
There had to be one that hurt
you.
And
then they had kids, and I was like, I created life. Like, that baby is part mine.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, I set them up for that. Without me, that marriage does not happen.
No.
That baby does not happen. Hey, that's what I tell myself so I can sleep at night.
That's good, Brad. Okay. I think that's smart. I like that.
I look in my ex's. That happened with, and I realized that one of them had a redheaded kid, and I was like, bullet dodged.
Shut up.
I have the opposite.
You're such a bitch.
That's so
whatever.
Funny.
The kid's ugly as fuck.
I can't handle any guy getting over me. Like, I heard that my ex-boyfriend from high school just got engaged, and I was like, how can he be over me? Like 12 years ago.
What?
Devastated.
I mean, just let it go. No, and most of the good luck Chuck women that this has happened with me. When I was dating them, I was like, oh yeah, this is not a marriage thing. This is not going to go anywhere. This is just a fun thing. So it's not like I was then devastated. I was like, oh, now I can't get a booty call when I go to Cleveland.
That's it. Yeah.
Like, who wants a booty call in Cleveland? That's
there's some good ones. Right. Some good ones.
Speaking of booty calls.
They're Cavs girls.
Cavs girls. I would just go like to go on the record to say that I am auditioning booty calls. Okay. I think I'm going to do it here on the podcast. I need to find a good, stable, STD-free booty call who's local, who doesn't live in Reseda, who is hot, and just nice enough that I won't get attached.
Now, what,
I think you should have other people make the decision for you, because I feel like you'll make it. Yes. You'll make a decision based on the wrong things. You should have like people like Brad and myself and Jody. Yes.
Yeah.
We should make those Jody decisions for you.
Yes. That's so, so we will audition them. We will tell them to bring a current booty call. We need
references.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So we can interview them about their sexual prowess and be like, okay, was it good at least? Was it good?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
exercises.
And we can put them through a Pilates regimen. And then we just kind of look like, you know what? You are qualified. You are going to make Kate really happy. And if they say the word, wait,
it'll be like
Kate's her name? Who? Be like, perfect. Keep that attitude.
Yes.
Keep that attitude. Don't
We're
gonna
get set attached. This up. I'm not kidding. I'm going to set it up. It's going to be booty call auditions. You guys are going to help me pick.
They'll have the line down the block like the last Comic Standing auditions when they're at the improv. It's going to be like the Kate Quigley booty call auditions.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Where are we going to find this pool of men?
LA Rams.
All right.
Oh, it's better than your Craigslist ad. So.
No, we'll talk about that on the next episode. This has been really fun. We have to shut it down. Brad, I love you so much.
Love
Thank you
too.
For coming on. You want to plug anything? You got your new special coming out? What's going on?
All right. There's going to be a new special that's coming out either in May or August. That's weird, those 2 months. But yeah, either May or August on Showtime. It'll be called Brad Williams Daddy Issues. And then of course, my podcast. It's the About Last Night podcast I do with Adam Ray. And look out for the movie Mascots coming out on Netflix this summer, the Christopher Guest film. Like I said, I'm assuming I'm going to be cut out of the movie, but if I'm not, great. Awesome.
And find him on Thrinder.
Yes. And find me and my girlfriend on Thrinder.
At Funny Brad. And what? At Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, is that right?
Yep.
Cool.
That is correct.
Jen?
Oh, at Jennifer Sturger, pretty much all my social media handles. I'm going to be hanging out with you in Vegas this week.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some damage there. And That footage will be coming out soon, so it'll be a lot of fun.
We'll put this podcast up on Friday, so we'll be at the, what is that golf tournament we're doing called on Sunday?
It's a hole-in-one challenge. Whatever. We're working a hole-in-one challenge with the Shooter McGavin.
I'm hoping to get somebody in my hole in Vegas. You know what I mean?
I did a horrible movie with him.
Really?
What?
Yeah, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we did a... Mimi Rogers was also in the movie. It was... I don't know if it's called Balls of the Wall. I think it's called Balls of the Wall.
I like that it's a horrible movie. You're like, watch it. It's horrible.
It's awful. But if you go into it knowing it's horrible.
Right.
I've been in a couple horrible movies that are great if you know that they're horrible.
Sure.
It was, I forgot what it's called, but I play a stripper named Oleg.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who has another brother who is also a little person. So we're like a dual act. So we come out and we do like strip acts.
Chippendales, but little people.
Pretty much.
Amazing. That sounds great, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to find that show.
We're totally going to watch that. We should watch that and do a Periscope where we like MST3K it and make fun of the movie.
Do it by all means. It is awful. But if you can find it and you can watch it, you can enjoy the shit out of it. But he's a great dude. You love him.
So we're going to have a great time. So we'll be in Vegas. People can watch us on Your Show TV.
On Your Show. Yourshow.tv. And Periscope, as always.
And Periscope. And Jen and I are going to try to get married. I'm going to try to get married in Vegas. And I have plans to swim in a fountain in a bikini that we're going to pretend is a pool. I'm probably not supposed to tell any of this. But
the pools are closed. They leave
us no options.
The pools
are closed. So what the fuck are you going to do? We're getting in a fountain. You guys know you can find me at KateQFunny or KateQuigley.com. This has been Date Fails. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.